Hello and welcome to NESG Radio. My name is Abiodun Obiseson and I'm your host. Our talking point for today's discourse on the NESG Radio is promoting value-based citizenship through the NESG Academy. Now, a bit of background on the NESG Academy before we jump into the conversation. The NESG Academy was established to empower citizens with the knowledge needed to understand their rights, roles, and responsibilities for informed participation in governance. It aims to instill the rights for responsible citizenship, ensuring that citizens are actively engaged in civic and political processes to enhance their democratic rights. Today, I am super thrilled, pumped, and delighted to have joined us to discuss these issues and more. The head, Workforce Management and Academy at the Nigerian Economic Summit Group, Bemisola Ibrahim. Welcome on board, ma'am. Nice to have you here.
Good afternoon, Biodun. Thanks for having me, and good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the program.
Let's take it from the background and the beginning. What is the motivation behind the creation of the NESG Academy and how was it established?
Okay, thanks, Biodun. The NESG Academy was established to initially educate our volunteers or to prepare our volunteers to operate in the space, in our unique space, which is the reform space, the policy space. We run a volunteering structure and we have volunteers that are experts. We have some that are middle level professionals, and we have some that are even starters, you know, in their career. But in order for them to function optimally in our own environment, which is a reform environment, we need to bring them up to speed. And that's why the NESG Academy was established when it was established. But over the years, the Academy has evolved to become a social impact initiative of the NESG. Thank you, Biodun.
Yeah, for the benefit of those who are listening to us, when was the NESG Academy founded? Was it 30 years ago, like we have the organization?
No, it wasn't established 30 years ago. The NESG Academy is now about 9 years old. It's about 9 years old. Like I mentioned, it was initially established to educate our community, people within our community, our volunteers, and of course the secretariat staff. I mentioned that we operate in a unique environment. So even when we recruit people coming from other sectors, let's say from financial services, from oil and gas, from telecoms, from even academia, they still have to, you know, brush up in order to be able to function optimally, to build on their existing knowledge and expertise, to function optimally within our unique environment. That was why the Academy was set up. And if you look at our history over the last 30 years, even the Secretariat itself, in terms of staff strength, it has grown. And as NESG evolved over the years, if you look at NESG in the last 8 to 9 years, a lot has happened. And as the NESG is evolving, we're expanding even in people size. So as the staff strength increases, it means we needed a dedicated academy at the time to train people, to equip them adequately for the job that we have engaged them to do. In addition, our volunteer base also grew over the years. As our interventions, you know, grew into different areas, into diverse areas, we also grew in volunteer base. And to help these willing people to function optimally, we needed to set up the academy. And that's what the academy has been doing. And even the academy itself has evolved into a social impact initiative. Now we reach out to the general citizenry. Whether you're volunteering with us, whether you're a staff or not of the NESG, the products, the knowledge products that we have at the Academy can reach everybody, because now we're promoting value-based citizenship, value-based leadership. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's very succinct response. Now to another component of this discourse. Can you give us some of the different, enlighten us on some of the different branches or programs of the NESG Academy and what their specific functions are?
Okay. I mentioned knowledge products. So our knowledge products are in three broad areas. One is what we call Policypedia. Policypedia is an initiative with which we put out knowledge on civic education, you know, and we ensure that the knowledge we put out can be accessible or can be useful to different categories of people. And also Policypedia function as a repository for terminologies in public policy and economics. Another product of the academy is the learning management system. So we have a learning management system with which we promote e-learning. What better way can you reach in the citizens if not through the digital means? And with the learning management system, we have about 80 courses that people within our community, I mean our volunteers, can access. And for the general populace, we have a course we created, created as Public Policy Credential Course, and with modules on public policy, on public administration, on reform management, on economics for non-economists, on civic education, and some employability skills, you know, like personal leadership, effective communication, effective writing, even career planning, you know. So we have those courses that we've put together, designed, you know, into what we call the Public Policy Credential Course, which is available to anybody interested. You don't have to have volunteered with us before for you to access the course. We advertise twice a year, and when people apply, we just sift through to be sure that they can cope on the credential course, and that's it. And within the NESG Academy, once you open up to learn from the academy, there is always a knowledge product for each person, regardless of the category that, you know, one belongs to. You have a product for you. And our core areas at the academy are public policy, reform management, civic education, economics for non-economists, you know, and some employability skills. The third product of the academy, knowledge product, is the webinar. We run a monthly webinar where we invite successful people in their chosen career as guest speaker. Every month, they speak for a period of 2 hours and they take questions and answers from the general public. So those are the major knowledge products that we currently have at the academy. And it is open to all, as defined. Thank you, Biodun.
Yeah, thank you for that beautiful answer. But as we eagerly look forward to the 38th Nigeria Economic Summit Group anniversary, what would be the benefits that Nigerian citizens stand to gain from engaging with the academy?
Okay. At the NESG, all we do is in the national interest. We have quite a number of interventions, and there is a primary objective, you know, for all, which is in the national interest. The academy too, all we do at the academy is in the national interest. We promote value-based citizenship. So when the general populace, when people from the general public engage the academy, what they stand to gain is how to be more responsible as citizens, how to take actions, how to be an active citizen, the knowledge they require, you know, and it's evident in the products, knowledge products that we put out there. And we put it out in different formats, using different multimedia to achieve our objective, so that those that don't even like to read at least you may want to watch. We have videos that we put out on Know Your Rights, where we interpret the Constitution, and especially our curriculum on civic education is a standard curriculum on civic education. And you know, civic education promotes peaceful cohabiting, peaceful existence, and responsible citizenship. So we look forward to engaging more people from the general public with the aim of equipping them with the knowledge they need to be responsible, or to be more responsible as citizens of this our country. And it is when you are responsible as a citizen that you can demand accountability from the government. It is when you are responsible as a citizen that you can do your own bit, you know, as a citizen to support the government. It is when you're responsible as a citizen that one day you can vie for a political, you know, role, or you could be appointed, you know, as a public servant to hold, you know, a public office. Another benefit to the general public is the employability skills. Career planning is critical. Career planning is important, and career planning is for everybody, regardless of the level that you are in. Whether you are a starter, whether you are a mid-level professional, whether you are a subject matter expert, you still need to plan your career. You know, even retirement planning is part of career planning. You know, and other life skills like writing. Writing is critical. Writing is important for anybody to thrive, you know, in the workplace. Even as an entrepreneur, you know, you need to be able to communicate what you have to sell, you know, to the people. And considering the future of work, you know, the kind of skills that the current times demand and what the future of work also hints us about or require, you know, it's a bit shifting, it's changing, and these are the skills that we have to offer at the academy, you know, in the courses that we have designed. And our curriculum, of course, we run an up-to-date, a world-class, a standard curriculum that it's like gold to the public. And interestingly, it's free. That's why I said it's a social impact initiative of the NESG. We have some premium courses, but I can say that 80% of the knowledge product that we have at the NESG are free, you know, to the general populace. And as with anything in life, when we say it is free, you might go through some screening, you know, in order to be accepted, but it's open to all to vie for it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for that response. Moving ahead, it will also be important or instrumental for this conversation to narrow down or double down on the target audience for the academy. Who are we looking to bring in on board for the academy, and what are there eligibility requirements for coming on board?
Okay, our target audience is the general public, the general populace, the citizenry, the entire citizenry. So we have different knowledge products to suit different category of people. And in terms of eligibility criteria, the products we put, for example, Policypedia.ng is for everybody, be it a student or an entrepreneur or a market woman, market man, or a professional in the workspace, or an entrepreneur, or even freelancers or stay-at-home parents, whichever category anybody belongs to, or even public office holder. We put the product or the knowledge product or the materials out there in different formats for people to digest. But in terms of the access to the LMS, we open it up to the general public as well. But we just set some screening quizzes for people so that we put some value to it. You know, when something is free, people tend to not appreciate it as they should. So we put some, you know, screening test for people that have indicated interest. But in terms of eligibility criteria, once you're old enough to be able to hold your phone or carry a laptop and sign in for the credential course or for the certificate course, yes, you go through the test and you'll be onboarded to the program.
All right.
In the last cohort, we have people from private sector, people from public sector, and I think we have some students as well. You know, it's yes. Thank you.
Okay. So moving right ahead, it will also be important to know in what ways, because there seems to be a thin line between what the NESG Academy does and the conventional learning centers in Nigeria. In what ways does the NESG Academy differ from other educational or learning centers in Nigeria?
Okay, the NESG Academy is different in the sense that we operate in, I like to use the word unique space, except you are a graduate or a lecturer or an expert in the areas of public policy or economics. Even as an economics, you still need the academy, you know, for the policy and reform management, which we don't even have many experts in this part of the world. You know, that's evident in what the economy is like, in what governance is like in this continent. So reform management is critical, reform management is very important. So for this, the NESG Academy is unique, very, very unique. The NESG is also known for writing, you know, for writing, and the academy is also known for this, you know, training people. We've churned out a lot of young writers from the academy through our Apatheorem, you know, program. And this is not, I would say this is not what money can buy, not because it's expensive. So it becomes expensive indirectly, because what is not readily available out there, you know, is not what money can buy. Even if you have the money to buy it, it's not readily available. And this is what the NESG Academy is providing for people. If you say you want to go through a reform management course today, you know, go out there and look for it, where you will be trained and also have, you know, hands-on in experience, where you can also have mentors, you know, people to look up to and learn socially and also by doing. It's tough to get that, you know, in this continent, I can say that for sure. So that's what the NESG Academy has to offer to the general public, to people that are interested. And beyond that, you know, it's the academy is also an avenue to enter into our community, I mean the volunteering community. And the volunteering community in NESG has changed lives significantly for most people. Some people have built career via volunteering with NESG. Some people have fulfilled, you know, their let me call it life's mission by volunteering with the NESG. And a way to enter into the NESG, there are different means. You can log in, you know, and indicate interest on the website, right? But you get easily or readily embedded when you come in through the academy. You know, those that have passed through the academy and now volunteering, they can attest to this. They understand this a lot better, because it's like you've already been trained. You have the basics that you need, you know, to volunteer, regardless of the knowledge you're bringing. For example, if you come from the financial services sector, or you come from oil and gas, or you come from the telecom sector, you know, or even from the academia, you still need some basic grinding, I mean knowledge, you know, to function optimally within the NESG. And that's what the academy gives you. For example, we take, for people that have been through our credential course, we take them through what we call think tank operations, where they even get to know the model that we run at the NESG. We, you know, there's a course on creating public value, you know, you these courses have been carefully put together, you know, to impact people in a way and manner that can translate into, you know, their volunteering or into the work they do, you know, especially for people that work in public sector or that that aim to at some point, you know, serve, you know, in the public service. Thank you, Beardo.
Yeah, that's a very good one. While you were speaking, it dawned on me that the academy, the NES Academy, is contributing in a huge measures to the Nigerian educational sector. You know, and it really boggles the mind if you look at the Nigerian educational sector landscape to see some of the gaps between the schools and the reality on ground. For instance, according to UNICEF, one in every five out of school children around the globe is in Nigeria. That gives us 10.5 million children aged 5 to 14, meaning that they are out of school. Now, in the capacity of the Nigerian Economic Summit Group Academy to leverage, you know, some of the tools and knowledge products in helping fostering educational, you know, prosperity, what do you think could be some strategies that we can sell to the government, private sector, public, in enhancing, you know, and also engendering inclusivity and equal access for Nigerians?
Okay. The NESG has quite a number of interventions, and we also run the policy commission structure. So there is the Policy Commission on Education and Health, and the academy serves all that requires its support in doing in delivering on their objective or mandate. So I know that there is a Policy Commission on Education, and they are doing, you know, well in that regard, and the academy supports across all the interventions, you know, even in what we call some premium courses that we offer, the design, it was some of these interventions that led into the design of customized, you know, knowledge products in the academy. And part of the long-term objectives of the academy is actually SDG Goal 4, which is inclusive and equitable quality education, and to promote lifelong learning opportunities for all in a structured manner. In a structured manner, in a way that we collaborate with more people. Currently, we collaborate with Dean and even outside of the NESG. In the past years, we've collaborated with some NGOs, you know, in designing curriculum. For example, we've worked with two other NGOs in designing their civic education curriculum. There are some sponsored projects that we've also supported them in designing, you know, their curriculum. And some of those knowledge products or materials turn out to be what they are currently using in some schools at the moment. But in the long run, I mean, for the future, for the long term, we hope to collaborate with even more partners to have a wider reach and in a structured and systematic manner, not just in Nigeria, but across Africa. Thank you.
Now that you mentioned it, the question comes to mind. Is the Nigerian education ready for a curriculum revamp?
Is the Nigerian educational system ready for curriculum revamp? I would say we've been ready for many years, since years ago. And I believe that those working in that space are working towards it. With, you know, the innovative approach towards education, with the rise of many private schools, which indirectly already infusing, you know, modern approaches into their curriculum, and also the blend of people that we now have in the public space, public sector. I mean, some of our political appointees, some of our, especially in the educational space, we can see that a lot of innovative ideas are already in place. Even it's evident in some of the courses we now have in the universities. It's now evident, you know, in the years past, you can say you are in the university and you're already a chartered accountant. But these days you hear, you know, undergrads, they're already chartered. Why? Because it's part of their program. It's now even official, you know, it's part of their program. The programs are now designed differently, you know, or like the way it was before. And we hear of the triple helix model, you know, which the NESG is a principal part of. And now we hear of a quadruple helix, you know. So a lot of innovative approaches are coming into this space. And you know, Nigerians and knowledge, we are always at the forefront when it comes to acquiring knowledge, and not just acquiring knowledge, but applied knowledge in the applied sense. So yes, the sector is ready, and not just ready. It has started, you know, the revamp has started, you know, curriculum is no longer what it used to be, you know, and I was privileged or opportune to be a part of setup of a private university. And, you know, I can say that curriculum has changed, even from the courses that they have available and the course content, you know, the modules that the courses have to offer, and the general design. So that's even speaking to tertiary institutions. When we now come to the secondary schools, to the primary schools, you know, it's changing. Things are changing compared to what it was before. And like I mentioned before about the future of work, people are now conscious about it, you know, that this age, things are changing. That what we call the future of work has already started. We have entered into it, you know, with the one that is most evident, the disruption that technology brought, right? And beyond, which has translated into other things, right? And we cannot but pay attention to it and adjust accordingly, which is what we are all doing, not just in the educational sector, but across all sectors. So yes, are we ready? Yes. In fact, we've been forced into the readiness, you know, by the current times. Thank you.
Yeah, it's been wonderful speaking with you, Amy. But running off, I can't you know, speak about the forthcoming 30th Nigeria Economic Summit. I mean, we are looking forward to it. Of course, the theme is collaborative action for growth, competitiveness and stability. So what can citizens look forward to? As far as the academy is concerned, what are some of these, you know, exciting touch points that we can look forward to?
Okay, in the last 30 years, a lot has happened. And the Nigerian Economic Summit Group has driven quite a lot of interventions. And we run with a philosophy that we work one in the national interest. And when we work, we don't care who takes the glory. But we are happy and fulfilled that over the last 30 years, the group, that's the NESG, has, you know, been able to contribute meaningfully and has significantly through the private-public dialogue platform that we've created in what we call our flagship product or our flagship event or summit. We've been able to advise different administration, you know, from the angle of what is practicable, from the angle of you know, what will lead to results. Some are evident. And in this 30th year of the Nigerian Economic Summit, what people will see will be a celebration of that success, will be a celebration of the tenacity of the founding fathers and of, you know, the past director generals and CEO and the secretariat staff and the volunteers and the private sector partners, the donor community, everybody that has contributed to the success of what we call the NES, the Nigerian Economic Summit, and in particular the Nigerian Economic Summit group, you know, in itself. And when you see the way the group has grown, you know, it has grown into quite a number of interventions. You know, we have different roundtables, we have policy commissions, we even have centers. You know, we have centers, the Policy Innovation Center, we have the National Econ Center, you know, and it's worth celebrating. And we have quite a number of activities that has been lined up towards this celebration. It started, you know, some months ago. We have pre-summit event, we've had the National Economic Dialogue, we had the essay competition where students under the age of 24 from all over the world, not just Africa, provided you're an African, anywhere you are in the world, you know, you could submit an entry, which is what we did. It was massively advertised and we received quite some entries, which the academy supported, you know, the planning committee in coordinating this. Currently is in the review stage and the winner will be announced, you know, at the summit itself in October. You know, there are other activities lined up, you know, as the summit approaches. There's a landing page for the summit and there's a lot of publicity going on, you know, across different platforms in this regard. So there's a whole lot to look forward to, you know, as Nestati approaches. There's also a competition for creatives, you know, where the entries is still currently open, you know, for submission. And yes, it's interesting. And I'm happy that in my lifetime, I'm a part of this 30th anniversary. Thank you, Theodore.
This has been a very, very engaging and revealing, you know, session with the head workforce management and academy at the Nigerian Economic Summit Group, Gbemi Sola Ibrahim. Madam Gbemi, for short, we call her within the NESG space. It's been nice having this wonderful interview with you.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. And thanks to the audience as well for listening. Be a part of our community. If you haven't joined us, join us. You can click, the link is on our website, nesgroup.org. And also we have the website for the academy, academy.nesgroup.org. You know, sign up for a course today. And we run monthly webinars. You can, once you sign up, we have your mailing address. You'll get communications, you know, from us as well in that regard. You can also visit policypedia.ng, you know, where you can subscribe for daily terminology. Like I mentioned, it's a repository of terminology within public policy and economics, especially for non-experts in those areas. Also, we have quite a number of, quite a lot of content on civic education. We have a curriculum that we follow, carefully curated, carefully designed, you know, for you, you know, regardless of the stage or where you are in your career, be it a student, be it a starter, be it a mid-level professional, or be it a subject matter expert. We have knowledge products for everyone. Thank you once again for having me. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. We hope to engage you in a subsequent and a future you know, episode on the NESG Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for listening to us. We hope to come back to you with another insightful and exciting, you know, guest as usual on NESG Radio. To listen to more episodes of our podcast, you can visit us at nesgroup.org /podcast. Bye for now.